We're obviously going to be at the Hartford Wolf Pack at the XL Center tonight. We got myself, we have Matt Sarois, Morgan Cunningham, Bob Cox, Mark Christopher, I'm sure Joey Burgoyne, and about 40 of our best friends. And we'll be in sections 110 and 111. And so I know a lot of people have asked what section, so if they don't win, they could get tickets as well. And let's talk a little bit about hockey and the Wolfpack with our good friend Eric Hansen with the Hartford Wolfpack. Eric, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Hey, so it sounds like, I mean, we've been monitoring the empty seats and such. It seems like you got a good crowd tonight.
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be over 7,000 people. We'll sell out, which is great, and should be a fun night.
You know, I have these conversations with Tim Restall, too, at the Yard Goats. You know, do the wins and losses make a huge impact on attendance?
You know, I always say no. Obviously, it does for your diehards. But, you know, probably 50 to 60% of the people who are coming out to games aren't, you know, diehard fans. They're there for a good time. They're there for their group. They're there to see friends. They're there for a million other reasons. Obviously, it's nice when you win. The team's been struggling a little bit, but that's sports for you.
Yeah, and listen, they've been on the road, you know, this week, and the last time they were home against Bridgeport, they had a nice win. You know, in terms of, you know, what's going on the ice, have the Rangers plucked guys, or have you had a consistent unit? Like, what's it been like with the core group?
No, there's always, in the AHL, 80% of our guys will end up going up to the NHL at some point. And, you know, Rangers have, you know, had some times where they've had to call players up. So it has been happening quite a bit. You know, I see in the end of the season of like, hey, where are we compared to the rest of the league with call-ups? My guess is we've had, you know, a higher amount of call-ups than a lot of other teams, but that's part of the game.
And we're talking with Eric Hansen with the Hartford Wolfpack here. And again, the Wilkes-Barre Penguins tonight at 7 o'clock. And we'll be there. I'll probably hang out on Pratt Street a little bit beforehand. And there are some tickets left down below. There's maybe some singles. But yep, there's really like very little in the lower bowl. And like for me and the XL Center, that's awesome. And you're opening up, what is it, one side? Is it the home side where you're doing the second level?
Yeah, we do. You know, we got a couple things going on with we're going to have an emo, not band, but a DJ that will be there tonight. It's emo night. We're wearing specialty black jerseys, which will be pretty cool. And
what
we're
is
actually
emo?
Gonna be
yeah,
awesome.
Ask Matt, what is emo? It's emo night. What is that?
It was a phase, you know. Matt would kind of know more about that with the music side of things, but it was a style back in the, I think, early 2000s when they went through it, and when we were doing our promo planning, one of the kids brought it up, or one of the staff brought it up, and I've always wanted to do black jerseys, so I thought that fit. And then I was talking with the president of the San Diego Gulls, and he said they tried it, and it was one of their biggest nights. So we said, all right, let's go with it. So we'll do the fanny packs and the jerseys and DJs, and we're actually also doing live tattoos in the atrium that night. We've had over 60 some people sign up for getting a tattoo.
Not fake
so
tattoos, but like
fun.
Real tattoos.
Real tattoos.
That's hysterical. So, like, Matt, you can chime in here because I just looked it up. So, emo, according to like Wikipedia or whatever, is a music genre characterized by emotional, often confessional lyrics. It emerges as a style of hardcore punk and post hardcore from the mid 80s in Washington in the hardcore scene, where it was known as emotional hardcore or emo core. So it looks like, from the look of it, it's sort of like the next iteration of goth. Is that right,
yeah,
Matt? Do you know anything about it?
Yeah, it's more like almost like punk rock alternative more than
I see
goth.
A lot of black eyes, you know, eyeliner.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah. They have like a whole cruise after it now, like the emo's not dead.
Again, it was not my thing. But
well, knowing you, Eric, and having met you, I have. If it was your thing, I would be surprised. Go ahead.
But it's, you know, we're really having a good response for that. We had actually over, you know, when they came to me, they said, hey, we want to try this. So we put out a, hey, sign up for a tattoo, the Wolfpack. We paid for the first 10 people who signed up.
So cool.
And we ended up having over 71 people, I think it was, submit and say, yes, I want to get a tattoo on that night. So they're going to be out in the atrium. It's on a first-come, first-served basis. You know, pretty reasonable price if you weren't the first 10. So it should be fun.
So, first of all, kudos to you and your crew. I mean, it's kind of a risk for a promo night, and I love it. And the fact that, well, a couple questions. Are people going to dress up? You think people are going to dress in this motif?
Oh, yes. I definitely think you'll see some stuff like that.
And then secondly, like, can the guy at the tattoo shop do 60 in a game?
So there's going to be three or four of them there, and they call it they have already predetermined, you know, ones that they'll go from. So they say it takes about, you know, 25 minutes or so for each of these. So they're going to be able to get through quite a bit.
Huh. And Matt's got a bunch of them. He's like, maybe I got another one. Anyway, it's really good. Do you get nervous with these kind of promos because you don't know how they're going to go?
Yes. For that kind of stuff, that got me really nervous. But they came to me. They got all the language through the lawyers and making sure everything was good. We've got a good group right on Pratt Street who just opened up a little while ago who will be doing the tattoo. So being able to help the small businesses is definitely something we want to do. And it's selling tickets. So, again, you asked in the beginning, hey, you know, do people care about wins and losses? You know, our goal is for people not even to notice a score. Obviously, if we're winning, we're going to talk about it all the time. But at the end of the day, it's about, you know, a community, about coming in together.
Yeah, I mean, listen, $2 dogs and beers and some fun things.
Never gets old.
Something's fun to look at. I mean, I just think I love it. And there are some Upper Deck stuff. It's $27. And you know, I had one last question for you. We're talking with Eric Hansen with the Hartford Wolfpack. Again, I'd like to call it Brian and Company Night at the Wolfpack, but we can't move the needle like emo. But with the XL Center changes, there's two quick questions. We only have about a minute. Are they already doing a ton of work? Is it impeding like the operations? And the second leg of that is, how will this affect you when it's done?
Yeah, I think, yes, they are doing work right now. It's all back of house, so nothing that people could see, which is good. And then once, you know, the season is over and our last event, we'll shut down and they'll come in and start the bowl side of things. So it's moving very quickly, so that's great. How's it going to affect us? I think it's going to be fantastic for everybody. You know, we're going to have, you know, a higher end premium experience for everybody. But also, you know, if that's not your thing, we still have thousands of other regular bowl seats. And I think it's going to help us get better concerts and things of that nature, which will be great.
Awesome. Oh, will we see you tonight?
Oh, definitely.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to it, and we appreciate, you know, we really value the relationship, and we really look forward to nights like this. So we'll see you at 7 p.m.
Brian, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.